William, a great opportunity for you now really exists. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling delighted. I mean, that was better, wasn't it? I think he, you know, he was class around there, and pleasure to ride. He's such a galloping machine. As I said, I've all along wished for the ground to be soft and muddy, because then he would have done the time where some of the others wouldn't, because he's such a good galloper. He's bred to race. But he, you know, he felt fantastic at the end. And, you know, I knew I had to be quite close to the time. I know that I'm exactly 4 points behind Michael. So if Michael was to have a fence, and if I was to jump clear, it would be really annoying to think that I'd gone a bit too fast today. So very, very fortunately, Michael was a little bit quicker. But hey, we've got to jump the jumps tomorrow, and he's got to be okay after today. But, you know, this is Rolex dream, isn't it? It's not the rider's dream.
Well, it is a great story, I have to say. It's got a lot of interest, a lot of people talking, and it's going to be a big earner, potentially.
Oh, well, no, I'm not even thinking about that. I mean, we've got to jump the blinking show jumps. We've got to trot up. There's so far to go. You know, that's not his strongest phase, but he'll hopefully do his best.
Any heart-in-mouth moments going around there today?
No, not really. I think a lot of the course was riding. It was more interesting to ride than it walked. I think that was what everyone would say. A few of the strides didn't come up that you expected. The only time where he didn't go exactly as I planned is he did two little strides coming out of the pond, and that's not like him. He would normally be a brave, long striding horse. So it was rather good to know that he can be a little bit clever and nimble, because you know, he's brave as a lion, but sometimes he's a little bit too brave, which gave me a double handful. My finger, luckily, didn't let me down that time, so that was a big relief.
Yeah, you didn't mention that before. You dropped your rein earlier on Oslo, and you've got a finger injury, which is potentially the reason behind that.
Yeah, I mean, I was struggling to hold onto the reins with Oslo at times, and at the corner where he ran out, I had no left rein. I dropped it to the buckle, and you know, there was no way he could really have jumped that. You can't jump a corner with one right rein. So I went and got some new reins from Albion. Some nice skinny reins that would fit between my fingers. Took a few more painkillers, a lot more ice, and Parker's quite strong, so I was quite worried. And I have to ride him with two reins, which is not ideal. I didn't know where to put them, but it all worked. And when the adrenaline was going, it didn't cross my mind, to be honest.
Let's hope it stays that way for tomorrow then, William. Well done.
Thanks very much.